Good. Well, good afternoon, brothers and sisters. And welcome, everybody. Welcome to Trinity Sunday. After Easter, there's a series of feast days that the church gives us, and it's the very first of those feast days, a day dedicated to the most important thing we believe in all of our faith, the Holy Trinity. Did you know that? This is our single most important belief, more important than our belief that Jesus died for our sins, more important than our belief that Jesus rose from the dead. I know that sounds like I'm exaggerating, but I promise I'm not making this up. It's right there in the catechism. This is the most important thing we believe, and here's why. Because every other belief that we have tells us about something that God did. But our belief in the Holy Trinity tells us who God is. And everything that God does proceeds from who God is. And more to the point today, you and I are made in God's image. And that means the better we understand who God is, the more perfectly we understand who we are and who we're supposed to be. You know, like at first blush, you hear about Trinity Sunday and you think, oh, it's the most abstract, strictly theological, irrelevant, unimportant feast day in our whole year. Truth of the matter is, Trinity Sunday is probably the most practical and most relevant feast day we have. Allow me just to scratch the surface as to the many reasons why, okay? First up is this. You cannot overestimate how important to your life is your image of who God is. You can't overestimate it. Many of the things that people suffer in their lives, sadness, anxiety, depression, fear, anger, many of these things are not psychological problems at their root. They're spiritual problems at their root, and they're rooted in an understanding of God that is so badly, badly off the mark. So God revealed who he really is to us to save us from that. He's like, hey, I want to tell you who I really am. I am three persons, Father, Son, Spirit, absolutely, completely in love and in absolute indivisible unity one with another. That is something we never would have known on our own. If God hadn't revealed it, we never would have known it, not in a million years. There's plenty of things about God that we can know on our own just by using our reason. For example, did you know that it's a teaching of our faith? That you can know God exists just by use of your reason alone. You live in the world, you look around, you live, you experience, you can conclude just by using your noodle, there must be a God. We don't need faith for that. That's a teaching of our church. But you'd never know that God is a Trinity. Never. People say, oh, it doesn't matter if you believe God's a Trinity or not. Oh, yes, it does. Oh, yes, it does. In fact, the reasons are infinite. Here's the first one. I'll phrase it to you in the form of a question, okay? Do you believe that human life is sacred or not? Yeah, most people here would say, of course I believe human life is sacred. Most people here would say that. Hope everybody here would say that, right? Because human life comes from God. It's going back to God. Human life has God as its origin and God as its destiny. Another question for you this morning, this afternoon. Do you believe God dwells in you? Are you the dwelling place of God? Does God dwell in the soul of your neighbor? Are you the temple of the Holy Spirit? Most people would say, well, sure, I believe that. Did you know that without our belief in the Trinity, neither of those positions could make any sense? It's only because we believe in the divinity of the Holy Spirit, which is a consequence of believing in the Trinity, that we can hold to any of those things. Otherwise, all that is just kind of pious wishfulness. People have no idea how much the entire world has benefited and has internalized this essentially Christian doctrine. All of our understanding about basic human rights, human dignity, fairness, compassion, all of that has its root in the divinity of the Holy Spirit. Here's another one. Question for you here today. Do you believe God loved you so much that he gave his life to save you? Most people here would say, well, sure, yeah, I believe that. Direct consequence of our belief in the Holy Trinity. Subtract out the Holy Trinity, and Jesus is no longer divine. He's just a really great teacher and a misunderstood great guy. But he's certainly not God come down to earth. And what that means is God did not love you so much that he gave his life to save yours. He sent somebody else to do that for him. And one of the consequences of that is that if God doesn't love you to the point of sacrifice, why should you bother? Why should you bother sacrificing for somebody else? The consequences are almost unlimited as to what that belief does to our daily behavior. But here's the greatest reason, the greatest difference that it makes our belief in the Trinity. It tells us that God is love. Not that God has love, not that love is something that God does, but rather, love is what God is. God does not sit around all day like loving himself. Love only makes sense when it's given to another person. But that's exactly who God is. The person of the Father, Son, Holy Spirit, absolute, complete, outpouring love. And it shows us God's love is three things. Three things. It's personal, relational, and sacrificial. And as God's love is in himself, so must it be for each one of us. Let's take a look at each one of those three, okay? First of all, God's love is personal. Why does the Catholic Church care so much about the dignity of persons? And we spend a lot of time talking about it. Born or unborn, rich or poor, abled or disabled, young or old, every person is a being of infinite value towards whom the only adequate disposition is one of love. Do you know why we believe that? It's because God is nothing but persons. Father, Son, Spirit. That's who God is. Now, if you could subtract out our belief in that nature of God, do you know what we'd be left with? You'd be left with a world that values people not for who they are and their inherent dignity, but rather for what they do, for what they have, and for what they make. And tell me if we aren't seeing more and more of that on a daily basis in our world. And what happens to persons who don't have much, who don't do much, or don't make much? Talk about the elderly, talk about the terminally ill, talk about the unborn. Well, they fall right off the map. Their lives aren't valued because they don't do, have, or make much. But it's that belief we have in the Trinity that reminds us that every human person is sacred no matter what. And tiny little word of warning for you here this afternoon. The further away our society drifts from this essentially Christian teaching, the colder, crueler, and more impersonal we are going to become. God's love is personal, and so too must ours be. Secondly, God's love is relational. God is nothing but relationships. Trinity Sunday tells us that. Father, Son, Son, Holy Spirit, Father. God is relationships. You know what that means for us? That means that relationships are not only the most important thing in your life. Relationships are the only important thing in your life. No exaggeration. Do you work a job? Do you wake up in the morning, drive across town, and earn a paycheck? Yes? Why do you do that? Why do you do that? You say, well, got to pay the bills, got to pay the taxes, right? Okay, take it a step further. Why do you bother doing any of that in the first place? Why? And the deep reason that I hope you realize is that under your roof, in your home, you have relationships. And that is why you hold down a job. So those relationships can flourish and can be strong and can be loving. It's the only important thing in life. Because of that beauty of the domestic relationship, especially in the family, that's why we have an army and a navy. It's why we have a police force or any municipal authority. To keep the peace so that relationships can flourish in the home. The only important thing in our lives. What are we doing here? What's this all about here at church? It's all about a relationship. The most important one of all. With Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, which strengthens every other relationship in your life. What's the most painful thing you can possibly experience in all of your life? Everybody knows it's the death of a loved one. The most painful thing you can experience. Why is it so painful? Why is it so painful? You want to know why? Because you were made in the image of God who has relationships which are eternal. They were never meant to end. That's why the most painful thing we can possibly experience in life is the loss of a relationship, especially a relationship that ends in death. Good news, though, about the Trinity. Those eternal relationships of God, we're made for those eternal relationships, and He wants to lead us to a place where even those relationships we've lost in death will be restored and made eternal as well. God is relational. And so too we must be. The last thing about God's love, God's love is sacrificial. And the reason for that is, again, from the Trinity. The persons of the Trinity are nothing but complete love, and I mean complete to the point of like there's nothing left. They love one another so completely. That's the foundation of our understanding that love must be sacrificial. This weekend, we celebrate Memorial Day, right? And on Memorial Day, we remember all those members of our armed forces who lost their lives in the service of our country. And we honor them. Why do we honor them? Why do we honor someone who gave up his life for somebody else? You say, well, God, we honor them because that's honorable. That's good. Why is it honorable? Why is it good? You want to know what the answer is? It's because that's what God is like. God is nothing but relationships that give till there's nothing left. If God was a soldier, He'd be the one who threw Himself on a grenade to save His buddies. God's love is sacrificial, and so too ours must be as well. The first temptation, Adam and Eve, back in the Garden of Eden, Book of Genesis, essentially was a temptation to selfishness. And the evil spirit says to Adam and Eve, you just take care of you, right? Don't worry about God or His commandments. You watch out for you, and if you do, you'll become like God. And so they did. Did they become like God after they committed the sin? No, they became most unlike God. Because there's not a selfish element of God. He is nothing but complete and total self-giving. And our belief in the Trinity is what makes that possible. You've heard it said many, many times before, it doesn't matter what you believe, as long as you're a good person, right? You can't count how many times I've heard people say that. Doesn't matter what you believe, as long as you're a good person. Absolutely false. That is complete bunk. What you believe matters immensely. Because you can't be a good person without good beliefs. Why? Because we act based on our beliefs. If you have selfish beliefs, guess how you're going to act all day long? Like a selfish jerk. If you have beliefs that are essentially rooted in the greatness of your own ego, guess who's going to act like an egomaniac all day long? The one with those beliefs. What we believe matters essentially and so important. The better our beliefs, the better our behavior. And that's why this essential belief of our faith is so greatly, greatly important. A few little thoughts there for Trinity Sunday, which turns out not to be such an abstract and irrelevant feast day after all. Because we don't believe in a God who is unknowable and distant, you know, like the Force. This isn't Star Wars. We don't believe in a God who acts like a clockmaker. Sets the world in motion, lets it tick, but never actually intervenes with his creatures and his creation. We believe in a God who knows us and loves us, who is personal, relational, sacrificial, and calls us to be as well. A little something to remember next time you make the sign of the cross, of a God who asks you to live and act as you've been created, as a God in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.